For 50 years, the retailer Cabela's has sold fishing rods, guns, ammo, and other sporting gear across the U.S. In the process, it's put the little town of Sidney, Nebraska on the map. Not many small towns can boast of being home to the headquarters of a $4 billion company. But now, Cabela's has been sold to its rival, Bass Pro Shops, based in Missouri. And folks in Sidney are afraid theirs could become another struggling small town, as NPR's Kirk Sigler reports.
In Sidney, Cabela's corporate headquarters and flagship superstore sit up on a hill like a castle over the prairie, and pretty much everybody in town has deep ties to it. Melissa Norgard got her first job there working in the store's deli.
When I was 16 years old, because I wanted to buy myself a new car.
Norgard is proudly showing me around her hometown in her little white Kia.
When I was growing up here, no, I never would have ever thought. Cabela's leaving, no.
Norgard, who's 35, is one of Sydney's many hometown success stories, in part thanks to Cabela's. She went on to work there during college. Then, after living for a while in Southern California, she and her husband jumped at the chance to move home and start a family. There were professional jobs here, and she landed one in Cabela's marketing department.
You don't oftentimes find a rural, small community who has been able to have so much growth. And
this is a big deal in a place like Western Nebraska, where many other towns are just barely hanging on, struggling to even keep their young people.
So this is the new hospital.
We also drive by a new high school, aquatic center, bike paths, a luxury subdivision, things you wouldn't always see in a town of 6,000 people out on the remote plains. And that's why the sale of Cabela's stings. There have been three waves of mass layoffs already.
It's no big surprise when you drive around town and you see a number of for sale signs up in people's yards.
Norgard's able to stay. She got a new job working for the city, where it's her sole mission to recruit new companies to fill the expected Cabela's void. So far, they've landed a couple of small manufacturers, but these won't pay as high as Cabela's white collar jobs, which tended to be around 70 or 80,000. There's a lot of anxiety here. Downtown by the train tracks, there are empty buildings, for lease signs hanging in vacant storefronts. Folks worry Sidney could end up just like all the other struggling rural towns in the news. Neither Cabela's nor Bass Pro Shops would agree to NPR's request for an interview about their plans. In an email, Bass Pro said the company is committed to maintaining, quote, significant operations in Nebraska. But other recent cases of companies consolidating have left people skeptical.
It's just one of those great American stories, and so it's hard to see it on edge.
Joe Arterburn got laid off after a 23-year career doing public relations at Cabela's. He's now Sydney's mayor, a part-time job. Like a lot of people, he's conflicted over who to blame.
Nobody really saw an end to the boom.
This isn't a case of a Midwestern town that fell victim to trade. Jobs aren't being shipped to Mexico or China, probably just across state lines. And people don't talk ill about business here. It's conservative. 85% of the county voted for President Trump. Arterburn says when Cabela's went public, it became beholden to Wall Street investors, not Sydney. And that's just how it goes. But
some of these executives are going to end up with these multi-million dollar payments, and people here are left wondering whether they're even going to have a job.
Arterburn wrote those executives asking them to donate some of what he calls their windfall back to the town while it tries to figure out its future. He hasn't heard back.
My hunch is there's not going to be too many jobs in Sydney.
Bud Belanche consults companies through mergers and acquisitions. He says Bass Pro isn't going to need two CFOs, two marketing departments, you name it. And he expects most of the remaining jobs will eventually get consolidated at Bass Pro's headquarters in Springfield, Missouri, which, unlike Sydney, has a commercial airport.
More industries are getting more and more consolidated, and they've just become a victim of this.
Belanche says he'd feel abandoned if he lived in Sydney. But Melissa Norgard, the former Cabela's employee turned Sydney business recruiter, says at least some of the blame lies with her hometown. They always thought Cabela's would be here, and they didn't diversify.
It's business, and you have to think about the what-ifs, and sometimes you have to start taking into account the worst-case scenario of what could happen if.
The biggest if for Sydney right now is whether there will still be a large professional workforce here much longer. But the town has boomed and busted before. Back in the 60s, the U.S. Army had a weapons plant near here that closed abruptly. 2,000 people lost their jobs. Then Cabela's came in. Kirk Sigler, NPR News, Sidney, Nebraska.